I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Thank you. lonely leaving town blues.
Yeah. Hello?
Erica, got your sweats on, girl? Today's speed walking day.
Oh, I gotta take my mom to the doctor.
Erica, your mom is in Georgia.
Dorothy, you're breaking up.
Did I mention that we'll be slowing down when we pass that basketball court where the Fine Brothers play?
I heard that.
I knew you would.
Just give me a minute to put on some makeup.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Even when exercise is the last thing on your mind, don't give in to excuses. Your sisters can provide the motivation and support you need to eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. With the power of sisterhood, there's just no excuse not to live a healthier life. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and we've got some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. Hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Good night.
Good night.
How I hate going out in the storm.
The storm.
But if you really hold me tight,
hold me tight,
all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow.
Late.
Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Child lives in a beautiful house on a hill that overlooks all of the city. He finished his dinner and went off to bed while a vision of a family danced in his head. Down a big empty hall to a cold empty room, he glanced at his bed but he just couldn't sleep. He went to his window and saw a bright star. You feel connected wherever you are. Another child lives in a tiny apartment by a boarded up building on a cold city block. His overworked mother and his sick younger brother were both fast asleep on this cruel Christmas Eve. So what more could you need than slipped on his slippers and slipped down the hallway. He opened the window and saw the same star.